let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Because of the current times of modern technology and cell phones, it seems some of the deepest, most personal feelings and expressions have been lost along the way. Texting is one of the most popular ways of communication, but whatever happened to good old-fashioned talking? Well, that's a question that'll be answered by our guest on the program today. iDesire by Sharon Lee Alston is a collection of erotic, passionate poetry for lovers of all ages. Words of intimacy, passion, want, and desire, designed to open the door for communication between couples or friends. Sharon Lee Alston is a retired human service specialist for the Salem County Board of Social Services, 25 years, actively involved in two ministries at the church to which she belongs, providing for those who may be in need of help for shelter, rent, utilities, prescriptions, and more. Sharon also enjoys line dancing. She used to dance for a television show called Soul Line, also helps her community each year by providing Thanksgiving dinners and desserts. Sharon Lee Alston, author of iDesire, Why Not Try a Little iDesire, is our guest on This Week in America. Sharon, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We're going to try a little iDesire on the program today, and I think we're going to like it. It is amazing what you've done with this book and bringing communication back to relationships. What was the inspiration for writing this book?
Well, the reason for writing the book, I asked about 8 women of different ages, different nationalities. And so we was just talking about the book, and they had bought one of the books. And so I just figured that the question was, how was the communication? And the age went from 25 to 70. And I was surprised that from 25 to 70, that all the women was pretty much saying the exact same thing, that they was having an issue with communicating with their husbands or their partners. And so I said, well, what do you think that it could be? And they all stated, for one thing, modern technology is pretty much taking over all of the communicating, and most of them is not having that. And they felt that it was just that every time they spoke or every time they wanted to talk, they would first have to, like, ask them to put the phone down.
Exactly. Or yes.
To be able to pay attention to what they're saying.
Yeah, communication has changed and eye contact is almost non-existent. But you're bringing that back in Sharon's book, iDesire, Why Not Try a Little iDesire? The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you that information as we go through the program. Once you do this sort of survey and you get these letters, how did that become a business where it inspired you to write this book?
Well, to be frankly honest, one of my coworkers, right before Valentine's Day, she asked me what was my husband and I doing for Valentine's Day. And I said, oh, we're not doing anything much. I said, I don't really know. So she said she didn't know what to get her husband. Her name is Maribel. And she said, you know, Miguel, he has everything. So I told her to write him a letter. And she looked at me and she had this strange look on her face. And I said, what's the matter? And I said, write him a letter. And her answer was no. She said, no. I said, no. She said, no. I said, why? I said, he's your husband. He's your friend. You know, he's the one that you tell off when you're mad with him and slamming the door. I said, he's your everything. Write him a letter. And she looked at me again and she said, no, again. And she said, and I said, why? And she said, because she didn't think that she would be able to put the words together and that he would receive it the way that she think that he would. So I told her I would write him a letter specifically for Miguel. That's really how it started, with the letters.
Well, it's amazing. Sharon Lee Alston, our guest on the program, if you're looking that up, Sharon is Sharyn, Lee-Alston, Alston. The book iDesire, Why Not Try a Little iDesire? So you have the letters, you started off like this, you've got the book published now. How is the letter business turning out? Because from what I'm reading, you're really helping a lot of people discover the fact that, you know, that maybe that's what's sort of missing in our relationship. This, really saying what I feel and expressing it in the right way and not doing it over a screen.
Yes, that is exactly for me, that was why I wrote the letters. I got a lot of joy out of writing the letters because early on, they was just letters, and it was like a hobby for me more than anything else. And so after Maribel asked me about, after I told her about writing the letter for her husband, she also made it possible that at the end of the day, I had written 5 more letters. So pretty all of them wanted, all of my coworkers that was in the room or in the unit that I was in, when Maribel showed them my letter, they all wanted a letter. So for each one, I wrote a different letter for each one of them because their spouses, I knew their spouses and I knew their partners. And I sat down at my desk and I just wrote the letters, and they were all very happy with the letters. And they was in agreement that they would do it the way that I would. And I told them if their husbands and their partners receive it the way that I think that they're going to receive it, they should be happy women. And so when Monday came, they were very happy women.
Smiles on their faces. They walk into work with smiles on their faces. Sharon Lee Ernston is a collection of erotic, passionate poetry for lovers of all ages. And I'm not just saying that because the feedback you had, you have young couples, you've got older couples that have been married literally for decades, found a little spark in I Desire, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They really did. And they all had, even though some of the husbands realized that maybe their wife didn't write the letter, but they knew that their wife felt the way that the letter was expressing it.
Yes.
And that's what they was very grateful for and thankful, you know. And so they gave me their feedback about the letters. And they really said that they were awesome letters. Even the spouses had something to say about it. And I think that it did help a lot when it came to communicating instead of talking to your spouse, but he's looking in the phone. And so they started to look at their wives, and it was very interesting. And that was what they needed. And I think that that's what we all need, because I believe that a lot of us is still walking around and we're trying to get our husband's attention and our partner's attention when we're talking. Me personally, I think my husband already knows that he has to look me in my face when we speak, because he cannot look at his phone when we're talking.
I would think he would know firsthand that, okay, that's what Sharon's after here. I've set the phone down. We're going to have a conversation here and talk to each other. The book is I Desire. Why not try a little I Desire? Sharon Lee Ernston, our guest on the program. You decide to publish a book. That's sort of a business that you're off on now. All of a sudden, this little survey thing that you started is turned into a book. How's it working out, and how do you handle that success? And what would you have done if 2 people would have bought copies and that would have been the end of it? That's sort of a challenging time in your life, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because to be frankly honest, when I was getting ready to retire, I just wanted to retire. I didn't want to work. And I had 2 friends that worked with me, was very serious about my letters, and they felt that it would truly work in marriage counseling. So they had a talk with me a month before I retired and asked me to please think about doing it as a business. So I promised them that I would do it as a business, but I mean, that I would think about it, not so much that I would do it as a business, because I didn't want a business. I wanted my letters to stay a hobby. But they was adamant. They was, you know, they really wanted me to think about it as a business. So I did. And so then the business did come, and I had the letters. But little did I know that I think that the Lord has something different totally for me to do. But we started off with the letters.
That's interesting.
I did have the business. It was on Etsy.com, and it was on Etsy.com for like a little over 2 years. And I got a lot of feedback even when the letters was on Etsy.com.
You know, you mentioned the people that you talked to, and then such an important part of your story is the conversation that you had with the Lord. Talk about that. It's one thing to get input from family and friends. Another when you've got someone that influential that's talking to you and sort of shaping your thoughts. What was that conversation like, and where did that lead you?
Well, the conversation, to be frankly honest, when I did the business, when I set my shop up on Etsy.com, and I had noticed that the letters was doing really well, but they was giving me a lot of really good feedback, but they wasn't purchasing the letters. So they was actually reading the letters and voicing their opinions, and all of it was really good. It's just that every once in a while, someone would buy one letter or maybe two letters, but it wasn't going as well. So I decided that if another year they would be on there, that if the letters was not moving, that I was going to shut down the shop on Etsy. And so, but before I did that, when I had the letters set up on Etsy, it was on 2016 in January. And so 2016 in January, I applied for my copyright for the letters. And so while I was doing all of that and getting that ready, I was told from the Library of Congress that it usually takes 6 months to a year to get a copyright. So now remember, I put the letters on Etsy.com in the beginning of that following year because I retired in 2015 in October.
Yes.
So the letters went up in January and March, January and February the next year in 2016. I applied for the copyright during that time. So I was thinking I was going to get my copyright in 6 months to a year. But instead of 6 months to a year, I got my copyright right at 6 months. Amazing. And I said, I thought I had to wait a year and 6 months. The copyright, I received it in 6 months. I was surprised. And right after that, 2 weeks later, I got a letter in the mail from Dorrance Publishing Company. And mind you, I never called the publishing company. I didn't even know anything about publishing. I knew that when I had my conversations with the Lord, that I asked for guidance and direction. And he most definitely guided me and directed me. And I promised him that every step he laid for me, I will walk. And every door he opens, I will go through the door.
It's amazing the guidance that you got that led you to where you are today, which is, getting this book out there and impacting the lives of so many people. It's so impressive in reading the reviews. The book is I Desire. Why not try a little I Desire by Sharon Lee Alston. Sharon is Sharyn Lee, Lee-Alston. Book at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website and you can link on directly and get information on the book of passionate poetry and we talked about the groundwork for this and communication directed for an individual rather than just something you're typing out in general on a screen with an emoji on the end. This is so much more impactful to do it this way. What do you do when you're not writing? Are you continuing your writing? And then I'll ask what you're doing, what else you're doing. Okay. I know you're quite active in the church.
Yes. They have been asking me if I was going to do another I Desire number two. So I already have 18 titles. I just haven't added on to the 18 titles. That's another thing that is a gift, and that when I have titles, they just come. And so I write them as they come. And then when I sit down to write the letters, the words just come. So I write them as they come. And I found out that it is truly a gift. And so this is how all of that got started. But when I'm not writing, I'm a line dance instructor for seniors. I line dance with a group. And as of right now, we haven't been able to line dance in a lot of places. Normally we travel when we line dance. Sometimes we get asked to dance at parties, anniversaries, and things like that, the group, my class that I'm in. And so we do that. You know, we don't really ask for money or nothing like that. We are more than glad to do it. And so, but because of the virus, we haven't been able to move around much. And, you know, we've been trying to find a place. So we've been kind of like dancing outside in a parking lot.
Yeah, we're 6 feet different, separation between everybody. So life has really changed. Line dancing, among all the things that have changed dramatically in our lives. Boy, the time is going by so quickly. A few minutes left in the program. I want to go back to the success that you've had with this and the fact that, I don't want to necessarily say it's easy now, but you, as you said, you keep getting these thoughts and you write the thoughts down as you get them. This is really part of the conversation, isn't it, that you had with the Lord. You're really getting some guidance, it sounds like, here.
Yes, because only he could have gotten the publishing company for me, because that was not anything that I was thinking about at the time, was to turn the letters into a book. But apparently he already had a journey for me. And so this is how my journey started, is when he started guiding and directing me. Because remember, when I promised my friends that I would think about doing this as a business, I also promised the Lord that after I told him I needed guidance and direction. And so that's what he's been doing ever since. And I've made sure to keep my promise that every step that he lay for me, I will walk, and every door that he will open, I will go through the door. And so pretty much it all happened just like that. And I have to thank my friends and my co-workers who was with me all the way in the beginning. And I told them that I would mention them, because it was because of Maribel, because I had not wrote any letters in, say, maybe 10 or 15 years before I wrote that letter for Maribel. You know, because I just wrote them for a hobby at that time.
It's amazing how these things sort of take on a life of their own, and that's certainly what happened in your case. A couple minutes left here. What has this journey been like for you? I'm thinking 6-7 years ago, if somebody would have said, you're going to write a book of poetry called I Desire, you probably would have looked at them and maybe burst out laughing. What's this journey been like for you? Because you're touching so many people. And it appears, I can feel, sense the passion in your voice. You're really enjoying doing this. What's the journey been like?
The journey has really, really been awesome. I've met a lot of people. I've had a lot of people that, was there for me. You know, they wanted to be a part of it. They said, as soon as you get your book done, I'm going to buy one. I just had a lot of people with me and backing me, and, being there for me when I needed them. And they were ones that really wanted a book once it was done. So, you know, they was very, very faithful to me, even in friendship. And so I was just grateful. I think that I've been truly blessed, and I'm very grateful. I'm grateful to the people that is around me and the ones that actually, you know, stood out there for me and everything. Yes. And they voiced their opinion, and that worked as well too.
Well, you're passing those blessings on to other people, giving the gift of communication. And it's so important in relationships, especially now. The book is I Desire. Why not try a little I Desire? The author is Sharon Lee Alston. I'll spell that one more time. And you can link on by going to our website as well. It's Sharon, Sharyn Lee, Alston, Alston, a collection of erotic, passionate poetry for lovers of all ages, words of intimacy, passion, want, and desire to open the door for communication between couples or friends. It's there in Sharon's book, and another book will be coming out hopefully soon, and we'll be able to talk about that as well. Sharon, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the success, and looking forward to continuing our conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It has been our pleasure. I Desire. Why not try a little I Desire by Sharon Lee Alston? You'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.